Blog Talk Radio.
Deep seated in the American citizen is pride in his community as an expression of all that his country stands for: individual independence, with respect for the rights of others. Born of the concept that all men are free and equal.
Whoa, welcome once again to another episode of Straight Talking. I'm, of course, your host, Vincent Crowe, and I will be coming at you loud and proud for the next half hour. And I first want to say thank you for those of you that did listen to last week's show and, of course, the show's for the previous, 4 weeks? Wow, we're on number 5, episode 5 of Straight Talking. Amazing how time flies. But I first want to say, for those of you that did listen to last week's show and you felt that I was pretty much condemning those individuals that commit these sins against God, just know that that was not my intention with the show. I know it probably came off as sounding as if I am holier than thou art, but trust me, I am far from it. Because even as the Bible says, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I have sinned. I've even committed those sins. I have felt the consequences of some of those sins. Last week's show was just me giving the list of sins against God because, like I said on the show last week, there are a lot of people that don't know what the sins against God are. And a lot of these sins, when I tell people or when they get informed that these are the sins against God, say, well, in today's time and age, it's commonplace. Because society is never going to tell you, don't do this. Because society is going to tell you, do whatever makes you feel good. But there is a glimmer of hope. Even if you fall off the wagon, even if you sin, it happens to me. If you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if you are saved, if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you can repent of your sins. Because one of the things that Jesus Christ did when he died on the cross is he paid for every single sin that you will ever commit in your life. The only thing I hope, and this is where I feel that most Christians kind of fall short, is when you become a follower of Jesus Christ, just know that you're not supposed to commit these sins. You're supposed to live your life the way that God wants you to live, without sin. Now, I know that's hard, because only one person has ever lived his life sinless, and that was Jesus Christ. There's nobody else that can claim that. Even as he said, you know, he who is without sin cast the first stone, and nobody can do that except for him. Only he could pick up a stone and throw it at somebody because he's without sin. But I'm not going to do the pieces of business right now. If you want to support the sponsors, go ahead. Go to straighttalking.weebly.com. You'll see at the top of the page, you'll see a thing that says sponsor. Click on that. I do have two new ones that just to tell you about a little bit. I'm not going to go into detail about them. One is Hale Groves. They have gift baskets, fruit baskets, stuff like that. And they have a promotional code. So all you have to do is click on the banner there. And you could probably use Hale Groves. If someone likes fruit and different kinds of fruit, oranges, that kind of thing, you could use these gift baskets, which are really nice and really nice put together. And you could use them for Christmas gifts. And, of course, the other one is Nature Box. If you want snacks that are healthy. And, of course, you can decide what kind of snacks you want. They have organic. They have whatever. They have a list of things. You have to go to you have to click on the banner and go to their website to find out the list of snacks. But every month you'll get a package from them with these snacks, and they're healthy. And, you know, let's promote a healthy lifestyle. I mean, we're heading into the Christmas season, and we just got done with Thanksgiving. And let me tell you something, I ate a lot. Not a lot, but to me it felt like it was a lot. Because even my stomach was like, dude, chill. But now we're heading into Christmas, and it's kind of like the same thing. These are two bad months for if you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to get into shape. These are bad months. Because, you know, the thing is, when you go over to your family's house for either Thanksgiving or Christmas, they expect you to eat. And they expect me to eat because I'm a big guy. I'm 6 foot. I weigh about 300 pounds, or actually over 300 pounds. And I've lost a tremendous amount of weight. And I do look better. One of the ways I do that is through Onnit, which there's, you can go to the sponsor page. You can get your supplements from Onnit. But they still expect me. You're a big boy. You should be able to eat a lot. Yeah, well, I've trained myself not to eat a lot. Because, you know, eat a little bit of everything, portion size, you know, that kind of stuff, because it does work. But on with tonight's show, which is tonight's show is following God's plan, which is a daunting task because, and I'm mostly tonight going to be talking about my own personal experience in following God's plan, because I find it's hard to know what God's plan is for you, because he doesn't exactly tell you. It's not like he gives you an email or he sends you a message or there's an angel that shows up that says, all right, here's your plan for the next 5 years. This is what's going to happen to you. No, you have to go through whatever it is that God puts you through in his plan. And then once you're through it, you kind of look back at your life and say, well, that's where I was, and here I am today in this position, and I guess now you start seeing what God's plan is for your life. And when you start seeing that, it really does encourage you. For example, and this is just my own personal thing, I'm right now looking, I think, within the next couple months, April next year, I'm getting married, which I'm completely thrilled about getting married. I couldn't be more happy about getting married. It's always something I always thought would never happen. I was always told by people that I would probably never get married. And ironically, one of the people that told me that I'd never get married or probably never have kids is someone that I'm actually getting married to. But in my life, you know, just to let you know, I was in the Marine Corps. And over the past 10 to 12, 15 years, my life has gone through the ups and downs as probably most of your lives have. I was discharged from the military. I went from job to job. And they were jobs that didn't exactly pay the bills, if you know what I mean. I went to college, got myself an education in criminal justice. Perfect. Once I graduated college, I thought I was ready. But then things start happening. I eventually got a good paying job with the post office, a job that I absolutely loved. And this was during the time that the post office wasn't having problems. Not like today where you hear post offices are closing down. And I had a job where it was considered a career position where I had benefits and everything, the whole nine yards. All I needed to do was pass the first 3 months, which was my probation. If I passed the first 3 months, I could never get fired unless I did something really stupid, like steal from the post office, steal from the safe. That's the only way I could get ever gotten fired. But yeah, I didn't make probation. 3 months went by, and the postmaster decided, I'm not going to keep you. We're going to let you go. And I was devastated. because I thought this is my dream job, or not a dream job, but this is a good paying job. I'm going to make a living doing this. I'm going to have a career. This is what God, ultimately I thought this is where God had me going. But it didn't happen. Then later on that year, I had an interview for federal corrections to become a correction officer, which I was more than qualified to do, being that I was a military police officer in the Marine Corps, and I had a degree in criminal justice, and I was told, yes, you are very qualified for the position. But yet, I didn't get the job. And the reason I didn't get the job is because I had worked for the post office. And the interviewer told me, had you never worked for the post office, you would have walked out of here with the job. But because we still consider the post office a federal job, which at the time it wasn't, but they considered it was, you cannot accept another federal job for 2 years. So I went once again, job to job. And eventually I landed a job working for a pharmacy where what I did was I delivered hospice medication to cancer patients and those that are basically the people that have been given a year to live and or less. It wasn't a great job because it didn't pay well. And I didn't really pay the bills that well. And I had to struggle in order to even pay the little bills that I had. But out of that, and I stayed there for about 7 years, and I remember this was during the time that I call it the dark period of my life, where I thought, my life isn't going to get any better than this. I'm always going to be known as, you know, the person that gets told you have a ton of potential, but yet nothing ever happens because everything I tried to do, every time I tried to force something, it would fail miserably. I'd go into an interview with a really good paying job, and for some reason, even though I was more qualified than any of the other people that they were interviewing, I would not get the job. I would get told, no, we're going to go with someone else. But you see, while working at this job, I met somebody, because the other thing you have to know that during this dark period of my life, I was not in any way connected to God at all. I basically lived what society told you to do. Do whatever makes you feel good. Now, granted, I didn't go out to the clubs, I didn't party, I didn't do this, but I committed sins. Fornication, yes, I committed that one. I stole, I did everything, because I did whatever I felt like. And it was at this job, now granted I never stole from my job, just for those of you that are listening, that worked for that agency, or worked for that job, I didn't steal from the jobs. The way I stole was, I basically used people. I used them in any way that I wanted to. To get whatever, manipulate them to get whatever it is that I wanted. That included sex, that included money, that included a lot of things. And a lot of times, to me, it was a game. Just to be able to manipulate somebody and play with their emotions, even if you didn't get anything in return as far as sex or money or anything like that, you just got the joy of knowing you played with this person's emotions, you absolutely crushed them. That was like a drug to me. But yet, at this job, working at this pharmacy, I met somebody. Somebody that I had known my entire life. Somebody that I had grown up with my entire life. Somebody that went to the same church that I used to go to. Somebody that, much like me, went off the railings a little bit. And over a course of time, she reconnected with God, and she was getting her life in order. And it was through meeting her, just starting a conversation, unbeknownst to her, she helped me tremendously to reconnect with God. And I've told her this quite a bit, because the person I'm talking about is actually my fiance, the person I'm marrying. over the course of time when we were talking, she would challenge me as far as, are you going to church? And I would say, no. And she would say, why? Why aren't you going to church? And I would say, I would give basically the BS answer. I don't need God. I don't need to go to church every single Sunday to feel closer to God. Of course, that was a cop-out. I was nowhere near being close to God. Far, far away. I was that lamb that walked off. I was the prodigal son that walked off. And those were the excuses I used. I know everything about the Bible. And there had been people that throughout this dark period that had been tried to help me. There were, for example, there was somebody that was married to my niece. And now when I say married to my niece was about as old as me. So he's about 28 at the time. And I remember we were out in the middle of the field, and a conversation just was struck up about God. And I basically, he asked me what I knew about God and what I knew about salvation and Jesus Christ and the whole nine yards. And I gave him the textbook answer I felt was the answer that I proved I know more about God than you do. And yet you are questioning my walk with God, which is very important that he was questioning my walk with God because I didn't have a walk with God at the time. But it wasn't his time to witness to me to try to save me because I blew him off. Then entered my fiance, who at the time was just a friend. This is when some of the things she asked me as far as, why aren't you going to church anymore? Why aren't you doing these things? Why are you living your life the way you are? Really challenged me. And then she shared a book with me called Not a Fan. And after reading the book, it really hit home for me. If you haven't read Not a Fan, go Google it. Go check it out. It will challenge your walk with God and will help you reconnect with God. Now, what happened with this relationship with my fiance is eventually friendship blossomed into a relationship, which now has blossomed into a possible marriage. But you see, it wasn't until now, looking back at the past 10 years of what has happened to me, that I could see what God's plan was. Because ultimately, what God's plan was for my life is for me and this person who's my fiance to come together and get married. But at the time, 10 years ago, we were so far apart from each other that it never would have happened. And that in order for me to get to where I needed to be, in order for us to meet, in order for this relationship to happen, I had to go through some rocky times. I had to get put through the fire. I had to go through, as I would call it, my personal living hell. I had to lose job opportunities that would have created a career for me. I had to go through the ups and downs, mostly downs. I had to be burnt until a point where I finally said, you know what? I can't do this by myself. I don't have the power to be able to do this. I am weak compared to what the challenges are in my life. And finally, after reconnecting with God and working out the plan and putting my life in his hands, things have finally turned around. I now see that all those bad things that happened to me for the past 10 years, the job losses, the job, the opportunities of job that was lost, all the sins that I had committed, they were his way of moving me to a point where I needed to be in order to realize that I needed him. I needed God in my life in order for my life to have order. And once I did that, once I start living my life by the way the Bible shows and teaches, things started to happen. Opportunities came. And now I am sitting here doing a podcast, talking to you, sharing with you. I no longer work at that pharmacy where I met my fiance. I am now working in a warehouse that is providing me an opportunity to make a living. And not only make a living, but make a living for now my future family with my fiance and my soon-to-be two stepdaughters. But I had to go through hell in order to realize I need God in my life. And I hope if you're someone that's listening to this and you're going through the same thing, realize that when you're going through these personal little hells, when you feel as if the fires have been turned up on you, that's part of God's plan. One of the ways that you purify gold, and that's what God wants. He wants you to be as pure as gold. One of the ways you purify gold is by turning up the heat on it. Turning the heat up on it until it finally you burn out all the imperfections that's in that gold, to a point where when the guy who's doing this, who's burning or he's melting this gold to a point, he is able to see his face in the gold because all the imperfections, all the impurities are gone. I hope, as a matter of fact, I don't hope, I know that you can see God in me. There are people that knew me for the past 10 years that said, you have completely changed. I like the person that I am today. I love that I had to go through this because let me tell you something. My life is better now than it's ever been. My future is brighter than it's ever been. And yes, I have a fiance that I can say, well, she's part of the reason. The other reason is because she helped me. You don't realize how much she really helped me. I don't even know if she realizes how much she helped me. But I'm in the position now that I am because I had come to the realization, and I hope that you come to this realization. If you're listening to this podcast, I hope that you come to this realization that if you are going through things in your life, you just need to go through it. Bore on through. And know this is part of God's plan. Because what God has planned for your life is 10 times better than what you could possibly think the way that you would want your life to be. That's the guarantee that I can tell you, that if you go through this burning of being purified through the whatever fires, it'll be worth it in the end. Because you will take a look around and say, my life is way better than it's ever been. So if there's one thing, that's the one thing you can get from this podcast. And I know I'm rambling on because honestly, I don't have an outline for tonight's show. I was just going off the top of my head with this show because this was the thing I felt. Do you know that you're following God's plan? One way to do that is by praying. Because once I came out of the dark period of my life, I prayed more than I'd ever prayed in my life. And the thing about prayer is God will answer your prayer in three ways. He will either say yes, especially if whatever you're praying for happens to be in God's plan, or he'll say no, because that isn't part of his plan. And you have to accept that it's not part of his plan. Or he'll say wait. And the reason he says wait is because you're not ready for what you're asking for. I wasn't ready. I tried hard to get married many times, and each time the relationship would fail, or the person would say, I'm not interested. And now I was ready for a relationship. I'm ready now for marriage, and I couldn't be happier. because I'm getting married to someone who not only is the love of my life, but she's my best friend. She's someone that saved me. She's someone that I owe a lot to. And I know there's some of you that are going to say, well, you know, how can you say that? You haven't been married to her yet. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, the statistics show that more than 50% of marriages fail within the first 7 years. Yeah, that's because they don't build their relationship, their marriage, on the foundation that is solid like the Bible and God. So that's why I said 7 years, okay, that's the test to see whether we survive. Well, I think we're going to survive because I'm not aiming for 7 years with a marriage. Not when I have God on my side, not when I have his army of angels on my side and we're together. I'm looking for 50 years. When I say my vows in the next couple months and I say to death do us part, I'm going to mean it. But ultimately, the only thing that you guys can get from this show is follow God's plan. If you're going through hell or if you're going through a storm, praise him and go full board through it. Because what's coming out on the other side is going to be 10 times better than what you could possibly have thought. So I just want to say thank you for those of you that listened to tonight's show. I know, you know, a little bit of rambling going on with tonight's show. It probably wasn't very professional, but it's just me speaking my mind, me giving my passion to you, because I just want you to realize that a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God, is the best thing that could ever happen. It's the thing that can change you. It's the thing that can move mountains. It's a thing that can change your life for the better. I've seen it happen, and I've seen it happen with my own life. So if you're someone that is thinking, maybe I don't need God, or you're listening to this saying, well, I don't really need that. Yeah, you do. Well, my life is fine the way it is now. Well, your life could be a lot better, because whatever plan God has for your life, the outcome is going to be 10 times better than what you possibly could have dreamed up. So keep praying. Keep working at God's plan. Keep going to church. Keep working on your relationships with God. I want to encourage you guys to do that. Because whatever God has planned for your life, it's only for your benefit. And it's only so that he or you could show his greatness through what he's doing with your life, so that you could praise him and that people can take a look at your life and you could be a testimony to the awesome power and love of God. So I'll thank you for those of you that listened to tonight's show. Thank you for those of you that were listening live. Those of you that listen archived, thank you. For those of you that share the links to the show, thank you very much. I appreciate it. For those of you that sponsor or for those of you that support the sponsors, thank you very much. Remember, the website is straighttalking.weebly.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Like us. And tell your friends about the show. Share them the link. So thank you very much for listening. I'm Vincent Crow, and this is Straight Talking. And God bless.